Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I've been in for Pat all this week. Ireland has seen a 96% increase in scabies outbreaks. There were 51 outbreaks reported in 24, almost double the amount in 2023. What's causing the increase? What can be done to prevent it? Joining us on the line is Celine Daly, registered advanced nurse in dermatology and tutor. Good morning, Celine. How concerned should we be?
Just to say that I'm a registered advanced nurse practitioner and a nurse tutor. It's very concerning when you hear 96% increase. Now, this comes from the Health Surveillance Protection Centre, and they are tasked with reporting each year outbreaks such as scabies, infectious outbreaks, for example. But the people that report into them are institutions, residential care facilities, those kind of places. Scabies have been around as long as humans have been around. So we know Aristotle called it the lice of the flesh. It was mentioned in the Bible. So they've been around for forever. And I suppose the most important thing to get familiar with is their life cycle. And when we're familiar with their life cycle and how they function, then we can look at how we can get rid of them. So effectively, we have got male and female, and the smaller male mite fertilizes the female and then goes off and dies, as a male does. And then the female burrows and lays about 2 to 3 eggs per day. So the eggs mature then in about 3 weeks, and they hatch and they become adults. So you need a certain amount of scabies on your body for it to trigger off the itch that scabies causes. And this is, if anyone's having their breakfast, apologies, but you get the itch from scabies from their urine, their feces and their saliva. So that actually triggers something called a TH1 mediated hypersensitivity reaction. Effectively, your immune system becomes aware of their saliva and their other pieces, and then triggers you to start scratching. And that's how you get this itchy rash. It looks like like a round symmetrical rash, typically affecting the hands, in between the web spaces, the fingers, the wrists, the thighs, buttocks, the waist, all the genital area, and the feet. So it can affect all the skin. Sometimes people get a generalized eczema rash all over, particularly if they have a background of sensitivity or eczema, and that kind of hypersensitivity to the scabies can cause this rash all over the body.
How do you treat it?
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined for a new generation of explorers and fully equipped for 21st century adventures. 3D surround cameras with ClearSight ground view let you see underneath the vehicle and anticipate obstacles and rough terrain. And ClearSight rear view offers an unobstructed rear view, even when you can't see through the back window. Driver aid technologies make driving and parking simpler, while intuitive driver displays are customizable to your journey. Plus, the next generation Pivi Pro infotainment system helps make more of your world. There's a family of vehicles for Defender too. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Well, you treat it by treating it with topical treatment. So this is the really, really important bit. This is where the treatment fails. So like you said, there has been an increased incidence across Europe of scabies. The UK, the GP Association of the UK last year reported they've seen an increase as well of patients coming in. When we go to the research and we look at when researchers have looked at why this is, typically it's that it has spiked since COVID. When we had the COVID restrictions, obviously we weren't mingling, so people weren't getting things like scabies. The other thing is that people fail topical treatments. So Ivan, across the board, if I prescribe a treatment for somebody topically, there's a 70% chance they're not going to actually use that properly. So when we come to scabies treatment, that's very relevant. So the treatment we use is something called Lyclair. People are very familiar with that brand. So it comes in a tube, a 30 gram tube. That's the first really important thing. You have to get enough topical treatment to cover your entire body, every centimetre of your skin, Ivan, from your neck right down in between your toes, all around your feet, down your genital area. So a 30 gram tube, I, for example, my husband's 6'6", a 30 gram tube will cover his lower leg and that's it. So make sure that you get enough from your pharmacy to cover your entire body of everybody within your household. So everyone should treat themselves if you've been diagnosed with scabies. So when you're doing the treatment, do it at nighttime and start from the neck down, longward strokes down all over, covering every single area of your body. And this is the first time, the only time a nurse will tell you, don't wash your hands. So make sure when you put the treatment on before you go to bed, cover it and cover your hands and underneath your fingernails. Cut your nails short and put the treatment underneath the fingernails as well. Because remember, you're scratching and the scabies can live quite well underneath your nails. Hop into bed and then the morning when you get up, shower it off, pull off all your bed clothes, get your clothing. If you can wash it in the washing machine up to 50 degrees, please do tumble dry it. If you can't wash it, vacuum what you can't or bag those clothes and leave them bagged for between 3 to 4 days to kill off whatever scabies may be on your clothing. There is some research to show, and that's from the 80s, to show that you can catch scabies from things like clothing, mattresses, pillowcases, etc. So it is important to do that part. The important thing as well is you have to repeat this after 7 days. So you do that treatment, as I've said, everyone in the household, covering your skin completely from the neck down with enough treatment and going to bed, including your hands. Do not wash your hands, wash off, and then repeat again in 7 days. If you are finding that you still have this itch, it's important to go to your GP for a skin inspection. It may be that you're reacting to the topical treatment. Some people can have this hypersensitive reaction and they just keep scratching. So just make sure you don't keep putting the Lyclair on. You probably don't have scabies anymore and you may just need some topical steroid or just some moisturiser from the fridge to cool the skin down.
Two final questions. One, how do you prevent it? And secondly, is it just good hygiene? And secondly, why are half the cases in nursing homes?
So again, the cases that are reported here are just in residential care facilities like nursing homes or shelters, for example. So if you get in your household, you're not going to ring the HSPC. So again, the really good piece of advice, Ivan, is if you have a new onset itchy rash, do not go in to visit somebody in a nursing home because you could potentially spread that around the entire nursing home. Second of all, how to prevent it? Well, again, most people have had scabies. You know, your children in school, hugging and kissing, caring for children, again, older people, again, close contact. You don't get it from somebody from a handshake. You get it from prolonged skin-to-skin contact. So again, that's holding and hugging. Again, it's not about hygiene. It's not about, so normal washing will not actually remove scabies. You have to actually use the insecticide, as it's known, or the Lyclair, which you will get in your pharmacy. So your pharmacist is your first port of call. Good to get some advice there. The other thing is, don't be embarrassed. You know, again, most people have had scabies. If you feel feel that you have a new onset rash, go to your pharmacist, call into your GP, have a conversation about it. And again, don't be embarrassed, but make sure you tell. So if, for example, it's common among students in college, for example, and I've got some phone calls from friends who are students. And if you are in the household with other students, make sure you tell those other people as well that you have a new onset, have been diagnosed with scabies, and that everyone needs to treat themselves as well.
All right. Sound advice and a stark warning there from Celine Daly, registered advanced nurse, practitioner and tutor. Thank you indeed.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.